Morning's passage here in James is all about wisdom. 20% of the book of Proverbs is about acquiring wisdom from God. And of course, as we talked about in Sunday school this morning, where do we get true wisdom but from the Word of God? And so James has given us a lot of direction here about wisdom. So let's start in verse 13 of James chapter 3, where he says, "Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace." So our title this morning is "The Wisdom from Above." Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for the privilege of meeting here this morning, opening your precious and preserved word together. We now ask the Holy Spirit would use it in our lives to teach and grow us, Lord, that you would be glorified. And Lord, if there is someone in our service not sure they're born again, that you would speak to that heart about their need for Jesus and that they would be saved today. We commit the service to you and we love you. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So he asks a rhetorical question. Who is a wise man? Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Of course, again, Proverbs, we often call it the book of wisdom. Why? Because one-fifth of the book of Proverbs is about getting wisdom from God. Let's look at some scriptures there. Proverbs chapter 1 and verse 5. But it's all about God's wisdom, which, of course, he gave us his word to give us wisdom. Proverbs 1:5, "A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel." So God says a wise man keeps getting wiser, keeps gaining wisdom from the Word of God. And Proverbs chapter 4, quickly, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 5. He says, "Get wisdom, get understanding, forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth." Look at verse 7, Proverbs 4. "Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding." And then Proverbs 16:16. We could spend all morning in Proverbs on this topic, but we'll just look at these samples. Proverbs 16:16. "How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver?" It's not only in the Old Testament, though. Look at Colossians chapter 1, quickly, if you would, verse 9. Colossians chapter 1 and verse 9. It says, "For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." Who is a wise man? James asked the question. Well, just like with spirit-filled versus flesh-led, God has given us a way to know. Are we acquiring godly wisdom or, as we see, earthly, devilish wisdom? And it's based on the fruit. If you know, if you're spirit-filled, you're bearing the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, tempers. And if your wisdom is coming from God, he's given us the fruit of that. And the fruit of that is listed here for us. So let's look at that together. Verse 13, the first thing we see is a good conversation. Now that word conversation, as you know, is talking about our entire behavior, our entire demeanor. He says, if your wisdom is from God, then you'll have a good conversation. Your behavior will be godly. See then that you walk circumspectly, the Bible says, not as fools, but as wise. So it's about our walk. Philippians 1:27, let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ. Jesus even said that a wise man, we know the story, right, will build his house upon a rock. So it's a good conversation. It's the first thing we see. And his works, he will do good works. Look at Matthew 5:16 and we'll see this. If our wisdom is from God, what does it lead to? It leads to godly behavior, which I know that's basic, but that's what he's teaching us in this passage. Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Look at Titus chapter 2, verse 14. Quickly, Titus chapter 2, verse 14. Talking about the return of Jesus. He says, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, that's us, zealous of good works. So we're talking here about the fruit of God's wisdom. It's going to result in a good conversation, good works, but also verse 13 of James 3, turn back there, meekness. Meekness of wisdom. Our example of meekness, of course, is Jesus. He says in Matthew 11, I am meek and lowly in heart. And of course, Moses was a good example of meekness as well. But God says meekness of wisdom. So the fruit of godly wisdom is going to be revealed in our behavior. Good conversation, good works, and meekness. He says in, look at Romans 12:16. And he tells us the opposite of meekness, if you will. Be of the same mind one toward another. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Be not wise in your own conceits. So the opposite of meekness, of course, would be pride. And then 1 Corinthians 3:18, quickly, if you would. 1 Corinthians 3:18. Let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool that he may be wise. So we see that the fruit here, some of the fruit of godly wisdom, is a good conversation, good works, and meekness. Then he talks about Satan's wisdom, the world's wisdom, man's wisdom. Let's look at it, verse 14. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. So he says that earthly wisdom leads to envy and strife and pride, whereas we saw God's wisdom leads to just the opposite. So let's look at these three things. Bitterness, Hebrews 12:15. Let's look at that. Hebrews 12:15. Looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Envy, of course, charity suffereth long and is kind, and envieth not. And strife, look at Philippians 2:3. Philippians 2:3. So he's telling us here that there's fruit from either kind of wisdom. If there's wisdom from God, there's fruit. If there's wisdom from Satan, there's fruit. And that fruit reveals where the wisdom came from. Philippians 2:3, let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. So bitterness, envy, strife, and then, of course, James 3:14, glory not and lie not against the truth, pride. Pride will be one of the fruits of Satan's wisdom. Who maketh thee to differ from another? What hast thou that thou dost not receive? If thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory as if thou had not received it? So look back at our passage, James 3:15. He tells us where this wisdom comes from. This wisdom descendeth not from above. So it means that there is a set of wisdom out there that doesn't come from God. It doesn't come from above. It's earthly, it's sensual, it's devilish. It's man's wisdom. Where does man get his wisdom? From our father before we get saved? The devil. And he has plenty of wisdom to give. It's just not godly wisdom. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where God contrasts the wisdoms here. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 4. He says, "And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God." So there he talks about the wisdom of men. Wisdom of men versus the wisdom of God. And then 1 Corinthians 3:19, while you're in 1 Corinthians, he says, "For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, He taketh the wise in their own craftiness." Wisdom of this world, the wisdom of men. And then 2 Corinthians 1:12, if you would. 2 Corinthians 1:12. And so James is contrasting for us here through the Holy Spirit, God's wisdom and man's wisdom. 2 Corinthians 1:12, "For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation of the world and more abundantly to you word." Who is wise, he says. Who is wise? Where do we get our wisdom? We need to get it from God himself through his word. And there is a set of wisdom out there that leads to bitterness, envy, strife, pride. And the source, verse 15, is earthly, sensual, devilish. And it gives us a bit more fruit of man's wisdom. Verse 16, "Where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work." Of course, the opposite of meekness is pride. I want it my way. And strife often stems from, you know, whatever led to it, unresolved differences. But he refers to it here as confusion and every evil work. That's the fruit of man's wisdom. Paul told the Corinthians, "Ye are yet carnal, because there's among you envying and strife and divisions." And the Bible says, "God is not the author of confusion, but of peace." So here he gives us the fruit of man's wisdom, and he's given us some of the fruit of God's wisdom, but he gives us more. Let's look at it. This is the beautiful part of the passage, verse 17. "The wisdom that is from above." So that wisdom is from God, from his word. Amen? "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom," the Bible says. Psalms 111, verse 10. Proverbs 2:6, "The Lord giveth wisdom." And of course, James 1:5, look there. Where are we supposed to seek wisdom? From God. Always from God. James 1:5, "Where if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, and give it to all men liberally that upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." So let's look at this beautiful verse, which gives us so many more fruits of godly wisdom. Firstly, purity. Wisdom from above is first pure. Isn't that a beautiful word? "Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself." 1 John 3:3. Purity. Then what does it say? Peaceable. And Hebrews 12:14 says, "Follow peace with all men." Then it says gentle. Gentleness. "The servant of the Lord must not slide, but be gentle." 2 Timothy 2:24, "unto all men." And easy to be entreated. That means compliant, willing to listen, and so forth. The Bible says, "Be kindly affectionate one to another, in honor preferring one another." And then full of mercy. "Be ye therefore merciful," the Bible says, "as your Father is merciful." And good fruits. The fruit of righteousness, the Bible talks about. Without partiality. That'll be James 2:1. Look there quickly. James 2:1. "My brethren, have not the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory, with respect of persons, and without hypocrisy." Look at 1 Peter 1:22. 1 Peter 1:22, and he says, "Seeing ye have purified your souls and obeying the truth of the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently." Unfeigned love, no hypocrisy. That word unfeigned means not fake. So he here has given us the fruits of godly wisdom versus the fruits of man's wisdom. The only way that we're going to have godly wisdom is we've got to go after it. Amen? It's in here. And so, how many times have we talked about how important it is that we're in the Word every day, that we're meditating in the Word day and night, as the Bible says in Joshua 1:8 and other places, that we're memorizing it, "Thy word have I hid in my heart, that it might not sin against God," that we're reading it, "Seek ye out of the book of the Lord and read," Isaiah 34:16. We must be in the book and constantly seeking wisdom, because we don't have any. Our wisdom is not God's wisdom. And he's given us the fruit here. So to summarize, he's laid it out for us. God's wisdom comes from God. Satan's wisdom lies against the truth, as we saw. God's wisdom leads to a good conversation. Satan's wisdom leads to evil works. God's wisdom results in meekness. Satan's wisdom results in pride and conceit. God's wisdom is pure. Satan's wisdom results in evil works. God's wisdom is peaceful and gentle and merciful. Satan's wisdom leads to strife. God's wisdom is easy to be entreated and without partiality. Satan's wisdom leads to envy. God's wisdom leads to good fruits. Satan's wisdom leads to confusion and is sensual. And God's wisdom is without hypocrisy. Satan's wisdom leads to foolishness. So that's what this passage is all about. It's about the fruits of wisdom. Godly wisdom, man's wisdom. And the only place we're going to find wisdom is in this precious, powerful, preserved book that God has written for us. Praise God for his word. And he has given us absolutely everything that we need in this book. Remember, we did our study in Proverbs, and it's so practical. It tells us how to have a family, tells us how to interact with others, teaches us about practical things in life. That's God's word. The answers are always here. So when we need wisdom, we only seek it in one place. James 1:5, we'll finish there this morning. And that is from God, through his word. It will never, ever, ever let us down. Hallelujah. Because as we talked about in Sunday school this morning, it is powerful. And it is written to give us all the answers we need. James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberty and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. What a beautiful promise. If you lack wisdom, go to God and seek it, and then open it up and find it. Amen. That's God's wisdom. And look at all the beautiful things that God's wisdom leads to: a good conversation, meekness, purity, peacefulness, no partiality, good fruits, no hypocrisy. That's God's wisdom. The wisdom that is from above. Wisdom that is from beneath, God says it's sensual, it's devilish, and it's earthly. And it's out there. You can always find it, because the devil is the god of this world. But we, as God's children, are commanded to seek wisdom from the only one who has true wisdom, and that is Almighty God. Amen. Now, I didn't preach to you, but if you're in our service this morning and you're not sure you're born again yet, you can't have wisdom until you're saved. Because that's where the wisdom comes from, is God. And if you don't have salvation, then you don't have the Holy Spirit in you. You don't have your spirit. It doesn't have life yet. So that's, it always has to begin with salvation, with being born again and having the Spirit of God. The Bible says, look at 1 Corinthians 2:14, and then we'll close, where God makes it very clear that until you have salvation, you cannot understand God's wisdom, because it's the Holy Spirit who indwells us who guides us to understand God's wisdom. 1 Corinthians 2:14, but the natural man, that's talking about the man who is not yet born again, receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them. Why? Because they are spiritually discerned. So the first step in finding godly wisdom is you got to be a Christian. You got to be saved. You got to be born again. You must have eternal life. Once you are, when you open this, now you have the Holy Spirit who will illumine this to you and teach you things. That's one of the reasons why he's here, isn't it? He will guide you into all truth, the Bible says. So let's be in the book and make sure that our wisdom is coming, as it says there, from above. Amen? Let's pray. Lord, we love you and we thank you for your precious word. It has so much and it gives us so much. And Lord, may we be constantly consulting it, constantly in it. Lord, that our wisdom would be coming constantly from you. We know the devil's out there and he's always trying to confuse us with man's wisdom. But may we not listen. Lord, may our wisdom be evident through the fruit, as we've talked about in this passage. And may our lives, therefore, honor you, as we sang earlier on. Whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. Lord, again, if there's someone here that is not sure they're born again, not sure they're a Christian yet, I pray you'd work in that heart and they would see their need for Jesus Christ as their Savior and be willing to come to Christ, hear the gospel, and be born again today. We ask this in Jesus' precious name.